It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Stefan Diggs. We'll get into his intro from Friday coming up in just a little bit with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. Busy day out there. We mentioned Rafael Devers, his terrible weekend, historically terrible weekend, while the Red Sox dropped 3 out of 4 in Texas, 0 for 16, 12 strikeouts, barely making contact.
Yikes.
Looks fatter and more out of shape than ever.
Not a lot of loud outs.
No. Cried his way through spring training, yeah. Left at one point, kept pushing back his start date.
Did you see the image of him after the series, too, just having a pout? He was the only guy in the dugout?
I did not see that. I heard them talking about this morning, though. Vrabel was like, Veritek
was
consoling
doing
him.
Doing everything, yeah.
Veritek was consoling him?
Yeah. So he was there, but I saw one shot. Somebody posted on Twitter of him just the dugout was completely empty and it was just him sitting there. And you're like, that's tough. That's a tough start to the year. Because as many as of the, hey, there's 158 more of these, it's like, well, he's taking it pretty tough.
He is taking it pretty tough. A lot of texts, 617-779-7937, saying, get him the new torpedo bat that the Yankees are using. Get on that stat.
Holy mackerel. Those bats? Are you serious with these bats right now? Wow.
Yeah.
Game changer.
Yeah.
So for those that missed it, the Yankees have a guy.
We got ourselves a bona fide cheating scandal.
We might.
We
kinda so
do.
There's a guy that's from MIT, so you know he's a genius, and he put more of the bat into the barrel. So basically the bat weighs the same as it normally would for whatever hitter, and they just changed where the wood is.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay,
and so.
It took people 100 years to come up with this? How did it take people 100 years to come up with a bat that had...
People don't like change. It's baseball.
A thicker middle of the bat. It
took us this long to get a pitch clock.
Like, that took 100 years.
Yeah.
I got an email about this.
I have a bat in my backyard that little CeCe Beans uses. Huge barrel.
Yeah.
She hits bombs.
I like those
bombs.
Yeah.
You give it a little skinny bat, we're having problems.
It was like Tino Martinez and Alfonso Soriano. I remember those guys.
Yeah.
Like, those barrels are huge.
So,
big
but
barrel.
They were like the whole way gigantic.
Yeah. I got an email about this. Like, the Red Sox.
These bats are massive.
The Red Sox have these driveline analytics guys. Like, they're paying all this money to these guys. None of these bozos could come up up with a fatter middle of the bat to hit home runs?
The Red Sox used them, but like tried them out during spring training.
Get Devers that bat right there.
Yeah,
Terps
got
him up on Twitch and YouTube. Get Devers the thick barrel bat, and maybe we're going to have a couple of base knocks.
Yeah, but his issue is not catching up to the fastball.
Dude, they hit eight home runs in a game.
How about just a loud out?
Massive barrels.
Yeah, now, by the way, Aaron Judge apparently is not using this bat. Who knows what he's doing with his bat?
He's not?
But no, he's not using the torpedo bat.
Does he have Super Balls in his? Remember that one guy that corked his bat with Super Balls and the bat broke and Super Balls went everywhere?
Was that not Sosa?
Oh,
was it Sosa?
Well,
there was another guy too.
Sosa had some cork bat scandal.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember if it was the Super Balls or not.
And then cork flew everywhere.
Yeah.
Corked bats is awesome.
No, so like,
what do you like better, corked bats or the pitcher just is like covered in grease?
We used to think that we could cork. You guys remember these, like the classic old late 90s, early 90s Easton bats, because they had like the rubber cap at the top. We always thought we could pop that off and load it, but those tops, we couldn't get those tops off to save our lives.
Oh, yes,
because we literally thought because we were going to grind up.
You're like breaking into a safe.
Right.
So we had six players in baseball have been caught with corked bats.
Yeah.
Craig Nettles for the Yankees.
Craig?
He had super.
Greg.
Greg. Craig?
Kraft.
That's a G.
Yeah.
The G, first of all, wild way of spelling it.
Greg.
It's Greg.
Yeah.
Can't spell it that way. We got a new Sean Chone Figgins on our hands. So Craig Nettles, he had six Super Balls in his bat.
Nice.
He claims he received a bat as a gift from a fan.
Hey, it's Craig.
So he buried a fan. He threw a fan under there.
Nice.
Billy Hatcher, who once stole home for the Red Sox.
I remember Billy Hatcher.
When he was playing with the Astros. He claims he borrowed a bat from a pitcher meant only for batting practice.
Nice.
So he got suspended.
Nice.
Albert Bell, he corked his bat.
He'd also throw you an elbow going into second base.
Oh, sure did. Chris Sabo, remember Sabo?
Sure.
Corked his bat.
Goggles.
Wilton Guerrero.
Okay.
And Sammy Sosa.
Nice.
We have not had a corked bat suspension since 2003.
Well,
so guys have either stopped corking their bat or they stopped looking for
something it. Something tells me Jazz Chisholm is in trouble. But there you go.
Yankees are load the barrel. Devers needs to do the same.
Get Devers a torpedo bat. I would agree with that. More thoughts on Rafi Devers, you can jump in. 617-779-7937. I was listening to Steph Diggs.
Same.
On the way home from Worcester.
Polar Park.
Friday.
Beautiful take.
Wonderful, wonderful weekend there for the Wusa. Roman Anthony had a couple of bombs. Our Marcelo Meyer interview.
You see him hit
was pretty good.
110 miles an hour off the bat.
I did not.
Marcelo Meyer, they had like his exit velocity, which nice. People love the exit velo, Jones.
Yeah.
And he had like a 2-run single, and it was like right up the middle. They said it was like 109.4 miles an hour.
Nice.
Man, that guy could hit.
Real nice.
Get him up to the majors.
And so I'm listening to Diggs on the way home, and I'm like, okay, maybe I'm just falling for the obvious, but mm-hmm. I felt a little better listening to Diggs. That answer we played off the top where he's like, yeah, here were my numbers. Here's what I was on pace for. I've been this guy before. I'm ahead of schedule. I'm going to be that guy again. I felt a little better listening to him. Maybe I'm falling for, exactly what he'd want me to fall for, but I was buying in a little bit listening to Stephon Diggs. He also gave an injury timeline here on when he'll come back. Right off the top, he was asked about it. He kind of gave an indirect answer. This is a little more specific when pressed on his timeline.
You mentioned being ahead of schedule. When do you expect to be a full participant in a practice?
Oh, when the whistle blows, huh? So we'll see. But right now, I'm ahead of schedule. I'm trying to stay ahead of schedule. I pretty much take it day by day. You know, I try not to put the carriage before the horse, but here we are. Here's the horse right here. So I'll let you know, though. You know what I'm saying? We'll keep playing it by ear, and I'm going to stay ahead of schedule for now. I'll let y'all know.
Okay.
Ahead of schedule. Trying to go for Hoss of the Week? Is that what he's going? He's shooting for that? Not big enough.
Maybe.
I don't know if he's big enough for Hoss of the Week.
I'm
that Hoss right here.
I like the beginning of that. I'll be ready when the whistle blows, but then he's like, I'll let you know when I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he means. Maybe he doesn't know because we are projecting so far in the future, right? It's still March. So, you know, mini camp, training camp, preseason, regular season. We just need this guy ready for the regular season. So he does have some time. And also the timetable thing, it's great for us to be able to sort of look at and target, but it doesn't usually work out, right? Because guys usually, if
everybody's ahead of schedule and everybody's in the best shape of their lives besides Rafael Devers.
No, but then if you like put a date, you're like, I should be good like August 10th.
Yeah,
and then if it's August 11th, like, hey, you said August 10th. He's like, yeah, I said 6 months ago.
That'll blow up in your face.
So, yeah, that's still the number one question to me. There's a lot of stuff going around with Diggs. I'm not worried about the personality. I'm not worried about the last couple teams he was on. Not certainly not worried about the contract. It is, when is he going to be ready to go? Is it week one, two, three? Like, how far into the season do we have to wait for Diggs?
Mark Daniels wrote about this Mass Live. He said this past week the Patriots signed Stephon Diggs to a three-year, $69 million contract.
Nice.
Which we got the details on.
Holy smokes.
It predictably is not anywhere
less
near that.
Less and less.
Dr. Sharif Taba wasn't surprised by the news. He's the co-founder and lead physical therapist at Alkeem Sports RX.
Like that.
Taba has been working with the Pro Bowl receiver since he underwent surgery to repair a torn ACL. Between 3 and 5 days a week, Diggs has been on a mission, working alongside CeeDee Lamb, Rashee Rice, Jerry Jeudy, Kenny Pickett.
What?
And Geno Smith.
How'd Kenny Pickett get in there?
Diggs has pushed himself and stood out among his peers. Quote, honestly, I've done this for 14 years. I've never seen someone look as good as he does early. It's insane, Taba said.
Nice.
I got to stop telling him that so he doesn't get too excited. But he's been doing great, and it's a lot of fun to work with him.
Okay.
So that's where we're at with
Steph
Diggs.
I'll take that as a positive.
Which is a promising thing.
Yeah.
You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on Mike Vrabel this morning, who also gave his thoughts on Stephon Diggs. Bob's in Brimfield on Rafael Devers. Go ahead, Bob.
How you doing? It seems like Devers has Pablo Sandoval syndrome. I just wonder if it's coaching, conditioning coach, you know, these people that are working with him, if he's that far out of shape, they need to snap this back together.
Okay, so this is
more nutritionist than it would be coach.
This is a little bit what Wiggy and Courtney were kind of arguing about. Like, it's not just on Devers. It's about, well, certainly Wiggy was making this case that, you know, it's somewhat on Cora for not drawing a harder line.
I don't know how much you put on Cora.
I put it all on Devers.
Yeah. I mean, my God.
They could have been a little more direct with him, sure, and they could have been a little more forceful in saying, dude, you're the DH. They did kind of pussyfoot around that. But, yeah, otherwise, for the shape he's in, I don't blame anybody but Devers.
So if he was really lied to multiple times, and this is us just sort of guessing, but if he was lied to multiple times, I almost give him a pass for the press conference. Be like, you know what? I'm pissed. You guys lied to me. And I'm going to kind of make it a little bit more, cause a little bit more trouble. You know, like, I am going to speak to you through the media, well, through my interpreter.
There's repercussions for you lying to me and
like
stringing me along.
Like, I'm not just going to do everything, because you guys told me I was going to play third base. You told me you weren't signing Bregman. And then Bregman signs, and I'm being asked about it, and I'm being asked about changing positions. So that, I guess you almost give him, or I would give him like a little bit of a pass for it. But then after that, you are still a professional Major League Baseball player who is not getting any kind of money demotion. You are getting every penny of your $300-plus million contract, and you are now asked to being a DH. You're still hitting second, right? They're not even jerking around with him in the lineup or anything, like another thing that maybe you'd get annoyed with. Nope, you're hitting second. You have to go out there and just be a pro. Because it didn't seem like he was a guy that showed up in shape anyway, before all the different positions. Right, for a guy that's so dead set on playing third base, weren't we also told physically he can't? Not only is he awful when he's out there, but now he just can't even be out there.
He can't do it.
So, like, there's no excuses. There's nobody else other than Devers to blame.
617-779-7937. Who you blame for Rafi Devers and the situation the Red Sox are in 4 games into the season with Devers 0 for 16 with 12 strikeouts, a historically bad start. We'll get back into that. And it's a mock draft Monday. We'll give you a mock draft with some Patriots trades coming up next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
It's a mock draft Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get you a mock coming up momentarily. Bill Barnwell with his annual all trades mock draft.
Love a mock.
Some interesting trades for the Pats in there. Programming note, starting on Wednesday at this time, 10:45 every day, we're going to be giving you insight on the different positions in the draft, starting with wide receivers on Wednesday. We'll go through. We'll give you the top players at the position, guys we like, guys we don't like, as we lead you up to the NFL draft on April 24th. So that begins on Wednesday. We'll still be doing Mock Draft Monday every Monday at 10:45, and we'll mix that in coming up. Real quick, before we get to Barnwell's mock, Red Sox lineup is out.
Lineup's out. So they are going up against the lefty today. So no Tristan Casas. He is going to get a day. Okay. Jaron Duran will lead off. Rafael Devers in there again.
At DH, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I knew not third, but who's playing first?
I guess. Think Corey, I'll get there.
Okay.
I'll get there. Take your time. Let's ease into this lineup.
He's not at first is the point, and he's not out of the lineup despite –
But didn't Cora say on Friday, even if Bregman takes a day off, it will not be Devers.
Correct.
So, yeah, but Bregman is in there batting third. Rob Refsnyder hitting cleanup today in right field.
Hitting cleanup. Yeah. I know it's a lefty,
dude,
but
still.
Dude
mashes lefties.
No, he does.
He mashes them.
My God.
Trevor Story at short. Christian Campbell at second. Romy Gonzalez at first base.
Okay.
Connor Wong's hit on Rafaela. And Haas of the Week nominee, Sean Newcomb on the mound.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't win it. He didn't win it last week.
No. For this week, he's
the big D-tackle at Florida, the 460-pounder from Florida won
Desmond,
last week.
Desmond, what was it, Mason?
Sounds right.
Guy was a unit.
Yeah, he is.
We might have to retire Haas of the Week. He's just Haas of the Year until further notice.
Haas of Eternity.
Yeah, but Casas gets the day off. Rafael Devers back in there is sort of the takeaway.
Okay, interesting. We'll get back to Devers and the Red Sox. They're terrible. Weekend coming up in just a little bit. Meanwhile, it's a mock draft Monday. Bill Barnwell every year does his all trades mock. So all 32 picks in the first round, it's a trade. Sometimes it involves your team making an acquisition. Sometimes it's trading it away. In the case of the Patriots, he has one of each.
Oh, I like that.
One of each for the Patriots. Let's start at pick number four.
Yep.
Bill Barnwell has the Patriots trading down from number four.
How far?
11.
Joosh, that's just on the outside
it's
for me.
A little
I want
farther,
a top 10 pick, but okay.
It's a little farther than you and I would like them going, but Bill Barnwell has the Patriots moving from 4 to 11 with the San Francisco 49ers. They also have to throw in Cole Strange, Keith.
No!
I know you like.
No!
But they get in return Brandon Ayuk.
Done.
And the 11th pick. So you're moving down 7 picks. You get Ayuk. You still get to draft at 11. As Barnwell writes, having signed Diggs to a 3-year deal, the Patriots would go from having the league's worst receiving core to one with top 10 potential overnight. Diggs's deal has only $26 million guaranteed. Not even that, by the way.
No.
Which suggests he might be on the move as early as next offseason. Ayuk, 27, would be around for years to come as part of a 4-year deal with $110 million remaining. By moving down to 11, New England would still hope to be in position to add Will Campbell or Armon Membu to its offensive line. Landing a left tackle, Diggs and Ayuk would represent a dream offseason for May and the Pats.
Now, what is Ayuk's injury status, though?
Well, Schefter had a couple of notes on Ayuk this weekend. Number one, he said that the trade deadline for Ayuk is April 1st because he's due a big bonus, which we've discussed before.
Yeah, 4 o'clock tomorrow.
The other was Ayuk should be ready mid-season.
Wow.
So
yeah, that's a tough.
So you have Diggs and Ayuk. You acquire both, and neither one maybe in a potential scenario is out there week one.
You
I would
start
say that's
the year with Pop Douglas and Kayshon Booty.
That's not ideal.
No, so I don't love that. At least with Ayuk, that is more of a long-term type of deal than it would be with Steph Diggs.
Correct.
With Steph Diggs, you're like, you really want him for this year. You're not even sure what the future holds with him. Ayuk is younger. Maybe he's somebody that can grow with Drake May. But I would do that move. I would do that trade.
You're only dropping 7 spots and you get Ayuk.
So,
like, I would do that too.
In the other scenario we had, this is one that we just made up ourselves, but if you went from 4 down to 32 and got AJ Brown. So AJ Brown better than Brandon Ayuk. However, going down 30 picks compared to 7 spots is significant.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're still picking at 11, and maybe Will Campbell does fall. Maybe there are enough teams out there that say, oh, we think he's a guard or his arms are too small or whatever. And maybe you get Will Campbell and Brandon Ayuk with your first pick?
Right. Some people
pretty
want
good.
Some people want Campbell at four. Maybe yeah. you still get him at 11 and you add Ayuk. Or you get Membu at 11, which I'm much more comfortable with than at four.
Yes, I would do that. It's unfortunate, and it'd be one of those things that we'd be very excited about the names on the depth chart, but if week one, two, and three roll around and Diggs and Ayuk are still recovering from their injuries, that's not ideal. But if you have those guys just for Drake May going forward, because what's the other avenue to get a top 10, top 15 wide receiver in the NFL? It doesn't seem like you're getting
well,
one of those guys.
You're missing out on your guy, Travis Hunter, potentially at four. So
true. I mean, I guess that's another one where I am more open to these trades depending on who's there.
If Hunter's not on the board. Yep. His second trade, he has the Patriots moving up from 38 to 31. They have to throw in a fourth rounder this year, 106, and a future fifth. But they would get a second first-round selection. He doesn't make a specific name.
Okay.
But he does say, get another offensive lineman. So, in theory, you could be leaving with a tackle yeah. at 11, a second offensive lineman late in the first round, and maybe Brandon Ayuk in this scenario. Like, that would be...
I like it.
You've added Diggs and Ayuk, and you've added two first-round offensive linemen?
That seems like a home run.
I mean, that would yeah. be... I mean, I'm not sure you could do better than that. As much as I like Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter right, or names right, like right. that... I'm not sure you could knock it out of the park more than that.
No, I'd be in. But that's the thing. They should be a team that is involved in everything. You know, by picking fourth and picking high in the second round. And, you know, depending on who... I think there's trade scenarios no matter what happens with the top three. Meaning there's going to be a team out there that might really want Travis Hunter. I am that team. But I'm just saying, outside, if the Patriots aren't sold on it, another team might trade up for him. I'm convinced a team would trade up for one of the quarterbacks. So... they should have the opportunity to do that. Plus, late in the night on round one, if you want to get back in, it's as easy for you as anybody else. How many times would the Patriots do that thing? Where the Patriots would be
they're picking, the team moving out.
They would go from 31 or 32 down to 40, and then they'd keep moving down or whatever. So, yeah, they should be right there for all of it.
Okay, so real quick, the notes from Adam Schefter over the weekend on Brandon Ayuk. And it's just interesting. His colleague all of a sudden has the Patriots dealing for Brandon Ayuk in an all-trades mock. But Schefter said the 49ers owe Brandon Ayuk $22.85 million bonus, so $23 million, on Tuesday, April 1st. Once the Niners pay that bonus, any trade talks for Ayuk would be off, and he would be expected to spend the 2025 season in San Francisco. So Tuesday looms as Ayuk's unofficial trade deadline, and no deal currently is expected by then. Barnwell has the Patriots moving from 4 to 11. They would get Brandon Ayuk in that scenario, who Schefter earlier in the week also said is expected to be ready by midseason. It's a Mock Draft Monday on Jones and Keefe. All your thoughts, 617-779-7937. Let's get back into Rafael Devers. His weekend couldn't have gone any worse. That's next.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.